begin. I'm going to sit down, so because I'm all stressed out. I'm not stressed out. I'm just fine. Okay, so the Gemara, we're going to learn the Gemara. I want to go slow. I want to build this up carefully. So the Gemara has a, we learned in the Mishnah that you can write a get on an Eved, you can write a get on a Karen Shalpara, and that we saw in the Mishnah on Daf Yotes, that's Machlokes Chachamim and Rabbi Yossi Aglili, and the Gemara explains that the reason Rabbi Yossi Aglili does not allow on Balei Chayim, and he doesn't allow on Ochlin, is because he has a din of Sefer. And the Chachamim disagree, and they reject the din of Sefer, and they assume that when the Torah says Sefer, it doesn't really mean Sefer, Sefer, you need a Sefer, but it means Sfiras Dvarim, it has to go ahead and tell a Sipur. And then our Gemara then says that you can write a get on Alei Shel Zayis, and then the Gemara says, Bishleimo Yad Eved. I understand Yad Eved, you lo efshel amitza. You're not allowed to halachically cut off the Yad Eved. Ela Karen Shel Paro. Why do you have to go ahead? The Gemara says, according to Chacham, you can go ahead and give the Isha a get on a para. But that's very cumbersome, as we mentioned. Like, you're going to give a whole para to... I don't want to give a whole para to Isha, so why don't you just give her Ela Karen Shel Paro Liksei Uliyasve La. Why don't you just cut the Karen Shel Paro off? You could surgically remove it and give her that. So the Gemara says, no, you can't do that. Amar Krav Akasav Anasan La. Mishen Mechusa Ksiva V'Nesini Yatsadush Mechusa Ksiva Ksivsa V'Nesini. So that's halacha number one. Halakha number one, the Gemara tells us we have a din of Husar, Nechusar, Tzitz. Now, if I were to ask you just to formulate in a very simple way, nothing terribly fancy, what is the message of this halakha? In other words, if you write a get on a Karen Shalpara, and now you want to take off the Karen Shalpara and give it over to her, you can't do so. After all, the Torah says, because of a Nasan, it can't be Mechusar, Tzitz, Svara. What is the basic idea that the Gemara is telling us? Yes, Joseph? Very good. Okay, so the Gemara, I think, is telling us that the Kosav Venosan demands a direct continuity, a continuity between Ksiva and Nesina. You cannot have an activity, listen to what I'm saying, listen, I'm going to say it carefully. Can I go ahead and hire write a get, take a nap, take a shower, and then give her the get?
Yeah.
Of course I can do that. But the Gemara is telling you, it's not that you can't have any interruption in activity, but you can't have something in the Heftza Shel Get, in the Asiyas HaHeftza Shel Get, post-Ksiva, that will render the get deliverable. In other words, in the Heftza Shel Get, there must be continuity, a direct Ksiva Vesina flow. And if there is something that bars the direct connection between the ability of Nesina Amili Fan Ksiva, it is no good. That is the din. So, can I give the Isha the whole para? Yes, why? Because I'm giving her the para. What is the Heftza Shel Get?
Para.
The Heftza Shel Get is the part. But if the Heftza Shel Get is the Karen alone, just the Karen, I'm keeping the Kapara, so then it is Mechusar Tzitzit. Yafe. That's din number one. Then we have another din in the Mishnah, and the Mishnah goes on and tells us, Ein Kosvin V'Mechubar LaKarka. You're not allowed to write a get on that which is Mechubar LaKarka. Now if you look at Rashi in the spot, Rashi says, Ein Kosvin V'Mechubar, Diksiv V'Kosa V'Nosa. She'ina mechusa ktsitsa. That's what Rashi essentially doing. She's telling you that the din of mechubar lakarka, the psul of mechubar lakarka, is essentially the same. You have a din of a kasa v'nasan. You can't have mechusa ktsitsa. And mechubar lakarka is also mechusar. It's mechusa ktsitsa. Because in order to give her the house, what do you have to do? You have to somehow disattach the. And that is a din, the same basic halach. That is Rashi, and I think if you read the Rambam seems to say the same thing. The psul of Mechubar Le, if I could borrow this for a second, the Rambam writes in Perek Aleph, Halacha Vav. The psul Mechubar Le Karka is the same as the psul Mechusa Ktsitsa. Uminai Shalo Yehe Mechusa Maisa Achav Ktsiva, Shnei Mechusa Venosa, Mishen Mechusa Al Ktsiva Nesiyo Hu Haget Kosh. Yatsadar Mechusa Gira, Ulefika, in Kosa Gira, Kerem Parah, in Chara, V'chein, says the Rambam, in kasa b'mechubar, af al pisa chasavu eidim achasha toshin asla in a get. In other words, what's the key word in the Rambam? V'chein. What is v'chein telling the Rambam? That the din of mechusa tzitz, mechubar al karka, are essentially the same core halacha. There's no happening, it's maskana otherwise. Let's see. I love you, Isaac. I really do. You give life. You bring life to every environment. I totally mean it. I love it. And yet. Okay. Okay, Rabotai, if you look at the Rashba, before I get to the Rashba, the Yushalmi. So Yushalmi has this same halacha of Mechubar Lakarka, but the Yushalmi writes, my taima dirabinon sefer. My taima, sorry. My taima. Why is Mechubar Lakarka puzzle for a get? Dirabinon sefer. Ma sefer shubitolosh af kol davar shubitolosh. In other words, if I ask you what is the source of the halacha of Mechubar Lakarka is puzzle, so the Yushalmi is learning that this is coming from the word sefer. What is a sefer?
Detached.
It's detached. It's tolish. So just like sefer demands is detached, so only that which is detached is kosher laget la'afuke mechubar la'karka, and that is the Yushalmi. That is Yushalmi. Is that the same that you saw in Rashi? That's not the same. It's on Rashi. According to Rashi, this is the same exact halacha. Yushalmi seems to go in a different direction. Now, instinctively, something in your gut should start to say, wait a second, Rebbe, I think I have a question. What question are you asking? Question on the Yushalmi. Everyone hold drasha of Sefer? No. Who holds of the drasha of Sefer? Rav? Rav Yossi Haglili has the drasha of Sefer. Who rejects the drasha of Sefer? The Chachamim. How do we paskin machlokas Rav Yossi Haglili and Chachamim? We pass like Chachamim. So all of a sudden, Yushalmi is coming up with this Gzeres HaKosav Sefer. But that Gzeres HaKosav by the Bavli Poshup Shad is rejected. What does the din when it comes to, can you go and be Megarish and Isha on a Paran Bali Chaim? Yes, you can. Who says you can't? Rav Yossi Haglili. Why does Rav Yossi Haglili say you can't? Because it's din of safer. An animal is not a safer. But who says you can? Chachamim. It says safer. How do they understand safer? Safer is not a din in the chetz of the get. It's a din in Sfiras Dvarim. And how do we paskin? Like Rabbana. And therefore, is there a drush of safer?
No.
So that would seem to suggest that the Bavli is against the Yushalmi. Yushalmi sounds very reasonable until you open up the Bavli, and maybe that's why Rashi did not opt in the direction of the Yushalmi. Who raises this issue? The Rashba raised this issue, and the Ritva. Take a look at the Rashba. The Rashba is found on our Daf Chav Aleph Amud Abeis. Ein kaisim b'mechuba l'karka, says the Rashba. Klomar, Mishum de kishekotzeitz min hakarka. When you uproot it from the karka, habale mechuset lisha. And then he says, if I wrote on the walls. Good. And now I want to cut it off the wall, scrape it off the wall, and give it to her. Is that going to be good?
No.
No, why not? Which sugi do you point to? That's a problem of mechusar tzitz. Okay, good. But if I want to have it, if I just give her the whole house, can I give her the whole house?
No.
So says the Rashba, v'afilum nasas hakarka, if you want to give her the whole house, possible. Why? Mishum diksiv, ma'as sefer miyuchad shubitalush, av kol davar shubitalush, v'hachi garsin labi yushalmi. So there's two issues here. There's an isha mechusar tzitza, so I can't cut it off and give it to her. Why don't I just give her the whole karka, the whole house? I can't give the whole house, says the Rashba, because of sefer. What's the Rashba's source? The Yushalmi. The Afal Gav. The big Gemarin. What does Gemara mean? Our Gemara. Amrinan sefer. Dovi Kimo. Amrinan sefer l'sfiras darvarim ba'alma huda asa. That's the Rashba say. What's the Rashba say? It's Avram. Come on. It's Avram. Are you locked in?
Maybe more locked in.
I know you could.
Sefer is chavtza.
Are you cold? According to the Rashba, why is it that I can't give her the whole house? Does that mean the Rashba is rejecting Talmud Bavli. What is the correct answer? What he is saying is, so what's he saying? What's he saying? What's he saying? What's he saying? Gentlemen, this is easy. It's so easy, we did it like a week and 9 days ago.
No, he's getting the other things from the Kazakh.
Rabosai, do the Chachamim reject the Drasha of Sefer? How is the Rashba understanding the Machlok was Rabbi Yosef Leib Chachamim? Do they reject the Drasha of Sefer?
They're just not learning.
They are learning the Drasha of Sefer, but not in the expansive way, in the rejectionary way that Rabbi Yosef Lili darshans it. You might recall about a week ago, actually 2 weeks ago, we discussed this. I'm going to refresh your memory briefly. Tysus is correct. According to Rav Yossi HaGlili, can you go ahead and divorce a woman with a behema? No, why not? Why not? Because of Sefer. What is the chidush of Sefer? You need, what we said 2 weeks ago is, you need something that is... Someone got to get Ravelli into the 21st century. Still blinking.
Smash it.
Okay. Very good. Give it back. Rabosa. Sefer. We said, according to Yosef Lili, Sefer means something that is, I use the word, documentary. Is the animal a document?
No.
No. Is food a document?
No.
No. That, says the Chachamim, it does not have to be documentary. And therefore, an animal and food is good, but what does it have to be? It has to be, not sphere storm, more, it has to have it has to also be a chetza of a sefer, even the Chachamim accede to that position. You need a chetza of sefer, it does not need to be a document, but one of the qualities of sefer is that it's movable, that it's deliverable, it's karka deliverable.
No.
And therefore, even the Bavli, even Chacham the Bavli, accept the notion of Sefer. That is what the Rashba is telling you. That's what the Rashba is telling. Where have we seen this before? Who can tell me? Tosis, which Tosis? Tosis, Sefer Echad Velo, Amrachmana Velo, Shnai Mushlosha, Sparim. What did Tosis ask? That's only according to Yosef Lili. What about according to Chacham? Tosis said, no, even Chacham have an idea of. They have an idea of Sefer. Remember the Tosa Ross? Tosa Ross says, no, the drush is not Sefer Echad Loshnei Svarim. It's Sfiras Dvarim Echad Velo, Beis Sfiras Dvarim. That's Tosa Ross. But Tosa says, even Chacham hold of a din of Sefer. So that is what the Rashba is telling you. Then the Rashba goes weiter. And the Rashba says, well, maybe there's something else going on. Another pshat. And maybe the other pshat is, no, Sefer, what does Sefer mean? No drasha. That's the Yerushalmi, that's Rav Yosef HaGlili. It is not the Bavli. But says the Rashba, V'yesh mefarshim dichsiv, what does the Torah say? V'kosav v'nosan be'yoda. And what does that demand? Davar hanitan miyad liyad. Okay, are we using the word the Pasuk Sefer?
Wait, what is miyad?
Are we using the Pasuk Sefer? No, but it is, and it has to be that which is nitan miyad liyad. What does that mean?
Giveable.
Is land giveable? No, it's not. No, it's not. It's not giveable. Giveable means that I can put it in this hand, move it to that hand. I can trip. A cow is giveable. What do I mean? No. A cow is giveable on a representative level. One of the ways you can give a cow is by transferring the reins of the cow from one hand to another, and that is a giving over of the cow. You don't have to actually lift it up. You can't say the same thing by a house. I never said you can't make kinyanim in a house. We're not talking about kinyanim. Of course you can make kinyanim on real estate. We are talking about an idea of a physical transfer of a piece of property from one place, from one locus to another locus. Can you do that with a house?
No.
No, you can't. Can you do that with an elephant?
Yes,
you can. And that is the idea of nitan biyad liyad. It has the ability to be physically transferred. And karka doesn't have that ability. Rabosa. According to the drasha of Sefer, is it, listen to what I'm saying, is it a halacha in the cheftza of the get or in the maisa nesina? Cheftza. This is a cheftza halacha. Rabosai, listen carefully, because you're going to mess this up. So listen carefully. The other drasha is nitan miyad liyad. Davar hanitan miyad liyad. Now, why does this help us? Why does Rashi think this helps us a little bit? Because we can still say Sefer is what? Is pure Yerushalmi. Is not the Bavli, is Rabbi Yossi Aglili. But the Chachamim have another source that doesn't depend on Sefer, and that's called, they need a Dover HaNitan Miyad Liyad. Rabosai, this other pshat, is it Cheftzedik, or is it a din in the Maisa HaNasina?
The Maisa.
I told you you're going to mess this up. I was correct.
I was trying to like,
go. I know you were Ari. I know you want to impress your friend over here. So he's duly impressed. He will share this with all of these shidduch opportunities in Los Angeles.
only strictly friends.
Okay, anyway. Rabosai, listen to what the drasha is. Davar hanitan miyad liyad. Let me say it again. Davar hanitan miyad liyad. What is the key word there?
Davar.
It has to be a davar hanitan liyad liyad. That is a halacha in?
Chefza.
In Chefza. Now, for those of you who got to the Ritva, I'm not going to do this inside now for lack of time, but the Ritva also says you can't say like the Yushalmi because the Bavli is against the Yushalmi. So you can't say like the Yushalmi. And what the Ritva says is, he says, we have this halacha. You can't go ahead and give her the karka because, what does the Pasuk say? It says, v'nasan biyada, which means, this is what the Ritva says, you need a maisa nesina. You need a act of physical transference. Physically transfer karka? Physical transfer. A simple pshat in the pasuk demands physical transference. Maisa nesina. Is that gavadik or is that cheftzadik or din in the maisa nesina? That, I think, is a din in the maisa nesina. Now we have four different ways to get to the same basic place. Four basic shitas to get to the same basic place. Everyone agrees mechubar lakarka is no good for a get. Shitas Rashi, why is it not good for a get? Because the kasav anasa need a direct flow. Once it's mechusar psitsa, that ruins your flow. Yushalmi, actually it's four different ways. Yushalmi, pshat number one of the Rashba is the halachin sefer. There must be a cheftza of a get midin sefer, that has to be transferable. Yushalmi says sefer. And even the Chachamim, against Rabbi Yossi Aglili, agree to the position, this position of sefer. That's Yushalmi and Rashba number one. Rashba number two says, well, if you don't like sefer because that's Rabbi Yossi Aglili, then it must be a davar hanitan miyad liyad. What's the key word? Davar hanitan. So it's the same basic idea, a cheftzadik psul, but it's a psul of the... It's a psul, not based on the word sefer, but based on a davar hanita miyad liyad. And lastly, the Ritva, who says no, v'nasan biyada demands a maisa nesina, that which has capacity for maisa nesina, which includes what? Which does not include a house. It includes movable property. Okay, now, with that in mind, I want to share two quick ideas. Okay, that's all hagdama. We will be working on this tomorrow. Gentlemen, did anyone get to the Atzitz Nuk of Gemara? Okay, very interesting little din. Yeah, I'll leave this.
Yeah.
What?
That was before the...
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Okay, Rabosai. Atzitz Nuk. An Atzitz Nuk is a flower pot that has a hole in it. The fact that it has a hole in it means what? Yeah?
Now that you put it in the ground, it's getting the nutrients.
It gets nutrients from the ground. It draws nourishment from the ground.
Becomes mechubar.
As such, it has a din of mechubar lakarta. Based on the Bavli, if I write a get on the leaves of a flower, of a plant, that is planted in Atzitz Nukuv, Bavli says, and I go ahead and I pick up the Atzitz Nakuv and I give it to the Isha. Is she Migureshes? Is she Migureshes? Abaye says? Abaye says? For sure. Migureshes. Rava says? I'm worried. Midirabanan, what might you end up doing? If you wrote on the leaves, you might cut the leaves and give her the leaves, and that would be a case of mechusar tzitza. So Shema, you might do that. We're not going to let you get divorced from flower pots. But on a Doraisa level, does Rava allow for flower pot divorce?
Yes.
Yes, he does. Everyone does. How can you justify, because after all, is the flower pot mechubar? Is it mechubar lakar? So your flower pot is a very interesting halachic, this halachic schizophrenia in the flower pot. On the one hand, the flower pot halachically, for example, in Hilchos Shabbos, if I took a flower pot on this, off of this stone floor, and I moved it onto a dirt floor on Shabbos, did I violate Melechus Shabbos?
No.
I absolutely did. What malacha did I violate? Plant. It was on a stone floor, so it's not drawing from the earth. I move it onto a dirt floor, now it's drawing from the earth. I planted it.
A whole
it's not. If I took it from a dirt floor and I put it on a cement floor, did I violate Shabbos?
Yes.
I violated Malachas Kotzer. Because Atzitz Nakiv on a dirt floor is Mechuba Lakar. So can I give her the get? What does the Bavli say?
Yes.
Yeah. It's possible because it's mechuba lakarka.
It's all about putting it into your hand.
What? Whose sheet is this going to be very good? What does the Ritva say? What's the psul of mechuba lakarka?
You can't put it in your hand.
Mechuba lakarka, you can't do a mice and a sina. Can you do a mice and a sina with an atzitz nakuv?
Yes,
you can.
It
is mechubar lakarka. But it's a type of mechubar lakarka which is not debilitated by an inability of doing a mice and a sina. You can do a mice and a sina. And as a result,
it's good.
As a result, what?
It'll be okay.
However, according to Yushami, let's say, or the Rashba, who is Cheftzah, when I am this Cheftzah, is it mechubar lakarka, yes or no?
Yes.
It's mechubar lakarka. Since it's mechubar lakarka, the Torah's chefza, it is possible for what? Forget. It's not called a sefer. It's not alpidin, a sefer. According to Rashi, it's good. Because it's not mechusar. It's very good according to Rashi. It's very good according to Rashi.
Why?
Because it's not mechusar ktsitsa.
Yeah, it is.
Maybe it is called mechusar tzitza. Why is it mechusar tzitza? Because when you pick it up, is that called tzitza? I don't think that's called tzitza. It's not. The truth is, remember when I told you the example of Shabbos? When I told the example of Shabbos, what I kept on saying? I kept on saying, hey, what kind of floor? Cement floor. Let's say I am taking a flower pot, just walking across a field. It's in my hands, a field. Is it mechubar lakarka? Strange Gemaras, but they all say the same thing. That even if it's in the airspace of a field, it is still drawing the nourishment. Don't ask me the biology, the botany, I'm not holding, but there is such an idea. In other words, so it's still called mechubar lakarka, and therefore it's mechubar lakarka, but it's not mechusar ptitsa. It doesn't need a new maisa. All it's missing is what? Is an asina le'araisha. And that you have. Okay, Rabosai? Rabosai, we've just gotten started. There is a lot to do. If you're looking for something to do this afternoon, beautiful day out, you can pound the Ritva and the Tisus. And if, and Mr. Shem, we will continue this sugya mañana.